Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
I'm Paige, and our headlines. What are you doing to that girl over there, fat boy?
Yeah, fun stuff.
That's a scene from Megan 3.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
I haven't even seen 2 yet.
Oh.
I'm behind.
McDog.
You know, I will say that one was better than 2.
Generally, yes.
I'm so behind on movies, I got to watch Weapons. Is that any good?
I don't know what that is.
That's the Josh Brolin movie. It's supposed to be scary. It came out last week.
When's the one come out where dude lives in Toys R Us? Is that out?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yes, in theaters. At this point, you might as well wait.
You might wait on
streamer. Yeah. And I did tell you wrong yesterday. We do fall back this weekend.
I thought so.
You do that? You messed us up.
He wanted me to be an hour late to church.
He did.
I thought it was a couple weeks off.
It's okay. Dang.
I always enjoyed using that excuse.
You know,
I set my clock back.
I keep waiting. I had to ask my male Alexa if it was okay.
Do you have a question for me?
God, does he have like a Lindsey Graham kind of voice?
I wanted to.
Hey, Paige.
I wanted
someone
with this. He's got a good voice. I like fat boys though better. So I said, Alexa, is it okay for me to leave my lemon tree out tonight because it gets going to get below 44? And Alexa answered me.
They don't grow lemons on trees. They grow them in stores.
Your male is named Alexa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Huh? It's fine. They can identify as they want to when you talk to AI.
I got to roll those trees in tonight.
Do you want to spank your driver? Let me know. Let them know.
Do you do that when Amazon does a little thing? No. I don't know if you have it.
Drivers.
Drivers don't care.
I don't know if they get anything from it. Like, do they just get like a little thumbs up, or do they have like some kind of credit rating as far as being a good driver?
They get to be not one of the 14,000 laid off. That's what they get.
Oh, amen.
I think they were getting tips for a little bit during Christmas last year.
They said, yeah. Okay. And
I'd tip them if they're on, you know, when they're supposed to be. Why not?
It's supposed to be cold today.
Is it?
When do you officially start tipping for holidays?
Oh, that's good. That's a good question.
Because one of my, I don't know, I'd say we're friends, an acquaintance. I'm being that, so she'll laugh. But this bitch put up her Christmas tree yesterday. I'm like, golly, that's like, whoa. It's
supposed to wait till after Thanksgiving.
You know.
Yeah.
I think you, golly, it was often done, and my family would do it 2 weeks into, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. No. You're right.
2 weeks before Thanksgiving
weekend. It was Thanksgiving weekend. That's when it always was. That's what it was.
We still had pumpkins and stuff during, my mom didn't want to get rid of Halloween. That's her deal.
See, that's what I wonder. People will still save like the Indian corn and the squash and stuff. The ones that look like they has like genital warts on it. You seen that squash? It's shaped like a goober.
We have like the autumn little things for
people
Thanksgiving.
People roll that into their Thanksgiving decorations.
Yeah, we still had autumn.
But is it because they're like, I don't want to throw this freaking pumpkin away or this genital wart squash.
Somebody say shaped like a goober.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. Her genital wart too. So. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was talking about chocolate covered peanuts.
But the day, the legal day that we were allowed to put up our Christmas tree, my mom always says was December 15th. That was the day.
Oops. See, in movies and stuff, they would always put it up on Christmas Eve, and I'm like, "You're stupid. Why are you doing it on Christmas Eve?"
I think the one in New York's going up like the 7th or the 8th December.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you like it earlier, right? Like
it really is the most wonderful
time of year. If it's a real tree, I wouldn't put it up too soon because they can,
I got a car
fire heart. Hazard.
Does real tree make Christmas trees? That's the question, I wonder. There's one in this room right now. You just can't see it. It's in camo. It's right over there behind Griff Kenny Jr.
So did you know that 1 in 6 people think that pets enjoy wearing Halloween costumes? They better. Damn it.
Man. I wonder how they are about clothes in general.
If something happens in like Google or AI or Apple or whoever, whichever evil entity you want to identify, develops this thing on the phone where you can communicate with your dog, your dog's going to say, please get me out of here. She's treating me like I'm a doll, y'all. She dressed me up as a ballerina. She dressed me up as Chucky that one year. And I was cute because it looked like the little dog was Chucky running across the room.
That's Annie.
It's...
People are putting cats or arms on their cats. They buy the fake arms.
Well, see,
I put sunglasses on the goat one time and made a cute little video. But putting hats on them, and they just don't like it. They don't. God gave them horns for a reason, guys.
Brevard has a parade for Halloween where you can take your dog dressed up, and you can dress up with your dog or whatever pet you have, and it's really cute. However, one of my pets doesn't want to wear anything. And she will just sit down. She's like, no, I'm beautiful. I'm not going to tolerate that. And that is my boxer. I can't dress her up. She won't wear anything.
She probably bites you, too. Like,
can't put little Everlast gloves on
her?
Hell
no.
Little robe?
I wanted to make her a princess. Not going to have it.
You have your male friends for that now.
Just when your buddy's
so it's just the cat and the dog. The cat.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Somebody told me to ask you this yesterday after we were talking about all your male friends being gay, Paige.
All of them.
Not all of my male friends are gay.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go back to the text. Sorry, because that really was at the top of mind.
Okay, all but one.
It's on DM. It's not on text. Okay. Is Paige sure that all these guys are gay? Because I've heard of men before who kind of act like that, realizing that down deep, women might be trying to change them straight.
Oh, no. There's no chance.
No chance in hell of that?
Yeah, because I've seen one kiss the other one in front of me. Like they got engaged in front of me.
You got that on video by chance.
Yeah, we're talking about okay, which one gets down on the knee then? Because is that
both.
The dominant?
Yeah.
Is this like a Chuck and Larry situation?
I don't.
They're fake.
Like,
gay?
What if you're in one of those gay relationships?
They're actually happily together.
Where you're equal. Like, do you both get down on one knee?
What number is that? Is that a 44?
I don't know.
How does that work? But, I've heard of 69, but not 44.
I would say that the guy and me.
On God!
I don't think it's.
We're going to joust.
Male, female, but. There was the dominant. I don't even think that because I don't even think in my situation, I'm very girly girl, but at the same time, I'll kick your ass.
Why? Yeah, they'll do something else to it.
No, I stand my ground. I mean, I can.
This is a stand your ground state.
I used to be. Yeah. I haven't practiced in a while, but I used to be I shoot better than men sometimes, but I haven't been practicing, so I can. I'm not going to hunt anything.
Well, you dress like you're about to go kill James Bond in the snow, so.
You do look like you're from Moonraker.
Hey, I
was that Moonraker?
I woke up cold, and fur is in. This is faux fur, I'll have you know.
I only see one.
Like you just landed, and you and Kirk are about to go look for Khan.
Tell me.
Is it not cold in this building on a regular basis, or am I crazy?
Okay, so yes, today you're crazy. It's not. I'm down to just a single tee now, and I started off with layers. It's warm in here. So,
He's going to pop a nip in a minute just to cool down.
Already, dude, when I wear, like, this is a Dickie shirt, but this, like, material is like polyester.
It's a Dick shirt.
Oh, my nipples are so chafed afterwards. Oh, it does. Like, I literally, look, I got ruby red nips right now.
God.
Put them away.
I wish Sydney Sweeney would have done that last night when she was in that dress. You could see your nipples through.
That pink dress was really pretty.
I was a little distracted.
What was that on?
She was in some kind of award thing. Show, yeah.
Yeah. She did a great job in the role.
She's playing
of
a boxer.
Yeah, she's
who is
great.
She? Sarah McMahon is who is she?
Talking about a dog?
No, that's Paige's boxer. She, the new movie, she's playing a female boxer, like a based on a
role.
Yeah,
she did
lady.
A great job.
Oh, a female dog. Okay.
Yeah, not like a bitch.
How do you play a boxer? That's got to be tough.
Well, yeah. Punch someone in the face. Prize fighter.
You got to. Well, I can't say that.
You got to what?
I was going to say, if you're going to play a boxer, you got to be a little more flexible than, you know, you got to take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Oh.
Little.
God bless it.
Munch on the Montana, if you get what I'm saying.
I don't get what you're saying ever.
He's talking about going down on a woman, Paige.
Oh, that. You just assume that they're all that way, or maybe you know something I don't know.
Christy is the name of the movie.
Yeah, that was good.
But who's she about?
I haven't seen it, but I saw it.
The minute you said that, I looked. It said hitting theaters November 7th.
No,
I'm like, whoa.
I saw some commercials and I thought she did a really good job. Like, well, premiere things.
Who's it about, though?
It's about a fighter that
Christy. I get it. Christy, but I don't know who Christy is. I thought it was
who's
about
Christy?
Somebody else. I don't know.
Is it Christy Ali? Is it Christy Foreman?
I like the fact that she went out and embraced a character that you wouldn't think she would play. That's what I like about it.
Oh, yeah, that's what, and, you know, when she...
you can tell you're an actor by saying that.
When she goes nude, like, I love how she embraces...
I don't say anything about
boy,
his nudity.
Christy Martin.
Yeah, nudity, if it's appropriate, that's okay, but I'm not seeking that out and looking at breastfeeding videos like someone I know. That's just weird.
It was research for, for roles. I think I knew about Christy Martin. She was definitely not a boxer.
Oh, no, she...
Yeah, sounds like a school teacher name.
She was competitive from 1989 to 2012, the first female super welterweight champion.
Yeah,
she's still with us.
First female ever elected to the next Boxing Hall of Fame. She is. Yes, she's 57. Wow.
50?
Must have, like,
her.
An incredible, like, background or something, because I'd recognize the name, but, like...
How do I not know her? Plus, if you're a female boxer... I should ask Tay Starling this because she's bald knuckle fighter. Are you afraid people are going to punch you in the chest? Like, wouldn't that hurt?
Charlotte Flair busted her implant that time. Remember she told
us? Oh, yeah,
us?
That's dangerous.
Yeah. I thought Andrade busted it with his teeth, but no, she was in the ring when it happened.
Okay, I have an update on that, by the way. Remember last week I was talking about Tay Starling's butt and the tattoo on it, on yeah. both sides?
Oh,
okay.
I'll never forget that.
She sent me a message. She heard that. She says, it's actually the Hindu goddess Kali.
Oh,
the
yeah.
goddess
oh,
of
cool.
death, time, destruction, and sexuality.
Oh.
Okay.
But yes, they are big ass tattoos. I was just featured in Inked magazine and need to come see y'all again. I agree.
Yeah, bring the magazine. I want to see it.
Yeah, wear chaps that day.
Okay.
Or
bad
the
idea.
Long polo,
bad
whatever
idea.
You can afford.
Whatever yeah, you want to do.
I was talking about the assless ones. All right. Jeez.
Y'all
just remember
you,
she's in a relationship.
What? I think you should say that in the creepy voice, don't you?
I'm a little between Sydney Sweeney naked and talking about Tay Starling naked too.
How are you the goddess of death, time, destruction, and sexuality?
That is, I knew I'd seen that face before. That
sounds
blue
very
with the tongue.
Evil.
Yeah, that's her tattoo. God, yeah. I gotta say, man, like if we're, you know, getting ready to get down or whatever, I take your top off and I look there and I see someone looks like some kind of blue Khaleesi with an elephant face or whatever this thing is, man. Like I'm gonna pull your pants up and walk out.
Or a pink octopus. That's gonna get you out.
That would scare me. I'm serious. I'd ask you about your afterlife thoughts and things.
Mm. I think I want that same ass tattoo. I'd look into it.
That could be arranged.
I mean, I don't have much of an ass, but I mean, there's.
I think your wife would question it, but she's like, what's this?
Would you get a tattoo on your ass for real?
Probably. Like, not above, like, you talk about, like, a bullseye on the tramp stamp? Or?
No, like, on a cheek.
Just get a
Oh, you don't want to do the yearbook trick where somebody signed my crack?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is his name really Bernadin? but that she was calling to say, you know, she's getting a divorce, and she had been seeing his best friend, and... best friend of her brother, and that guy's name was Chase. And, you know, here's the clip.
This is so hard to say. So I was talking to Chase one night, just venting, and we crossed a line, and we've been together a few times since then.
Amanda, you're married, and that's my best friend. What in the hell were y'all thinking? What?
Oh, I wasn't thinking. I was lonely, and he was there. And, I mean, I know it was wrong. I know it's messed up. And
okay, but you realize what this does, right?
I knew that was what you were going to say. I know I messed up, and I'm not saying that there's a definite future here, but if there is a future with Chase, then... I need to get this out now, but it doesn't have to be that way, Brandon. I don't get why you would be like that.
What does it have to be? No, what do you mean, Brandon?
It does have to be that way. I can't be friends with that dude anymore. Not only did he mess with somebody else's marriage, he hooked up with my sister. He knew
several
that
times.
Was off limits, yeah, you know, as far as we went. What the heck?
What the heck? You know, that's one of the things where you say, hey, don't cuss, don't cuss, don't cuss. What the heck, dude?
Don't worry about it.
So, her brother, Brandon, that was Brandon, he was kind of blindsided. He hung up at the end. And the name that she mentioned, his friend, was Chase. And Chase is, he called yesterday during headlines.
Yep.
He says that Amanda left a whole lot out of that. And he wants to tell his side of the story. Chase, you there, man?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. So I kind of, you know, we went through that, you know, played the little clip there.
I'd be a little
fired
up.
Are you fired up?
Yeah, I would be.
I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm fired up. I'm a lot of emotions right now. What that girl said yesterday made me sound like a homewrecker and a piece of trash. Like, that's not who I am, and I'm not letting her paint that picture. I'm not okay with that.
What? Okay, so, and I know Fatboy, I heard him off there. Like, please don't cuss. Live radio, we'll get in so much trouble. But like,
all right,
what's your side of the whole thing? Tell us your side.
Yeah, so first thing, I don't appreciate her saying my name on the air like that. She knew what she was doing. And my family listens to y'all. My boss does.
What?
People at work came up asking if I'm that Chase on the radio. So it was embarrassing. It was just totally embarrassing for me.
I mean, she said y'all hooked up a few times. I mean, it's putting your business out there.
Four times. That's it. Four. Last time was about 3 months ago. And she told me she and her husband were separated. That's the only reason why I ever messed with her in the first place.
So you really thought that she and her husband were done, through?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. She even said that she was, you know, staying with her sister, and she told me that the marriage was over. She was just pretty much lonely, she was saying. And I'm single, right? I'm a gay at the end of the day. So, you know, she's grown. So, yeah, we hooked up. But the last time she slipped up and mentioned something about her husband seeing a charge on her joint account. And I was like, whoa. I thought to myself, you know, there's something off here, you know? I knew there was something off the moment she said that.
And you stopped right then.
Dead stop. I even told her, I'm not that guy. I don't sleep with any married women. And she begged me not to tell her, you know, Brandon or anything like that. So I told her, okay, I'm not going to say anything, you know, but we're done.
But
we're
when
done
she
here.
Said she yesterday, was, though, like, she when she said yesterday you were acting weird, like you were about to tell her brother, that's not true at all?
No, man, I wanted to. I really did. But she wouldn't stop calling me and texting me in the middle of the night on top of everything. Drunk messages like, please don't hate me, I miss you, and all that kind of thing. And I finally said, listen, Amanda, it was a four-time thing, nothing more. And then I had to block her.
A four-time thing?
She said you were going to tell Brandon. Like, that's what she said was going to happen.
Well, yeah, I told her if she didn't stop it. I even told her, listen, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell him. And I didn't want the whole threatening stuff. And I just wanted her to stop blowing my phone up. And then what does she do? She goes on your show and she turned me into this bad guy.
And now, God, I wrote his name. Brandon. So Brandon's mad at Bernandon is mad at you now?
Man.
Yeah, and he's my good friend. And mad, he's tri-psycho mad. Like, him and one of his buddies called me last night, and they left me a voicemail saying something like, curb stomp my jaw. They're going to curb stomp my jaw.
God, dog.
That sounds awful.
That's
yeah, like, who even says that? And I saved it, by the way. I totally saved everything. And if he keeps running his mouth also, I'm going to just let the cops hear it themselves.
I mean, that's next level drama, but I mean, did you hear the guy? I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You're done.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I didn't even ask for any of this. And I try to call my boy Brandon myself, and he hangs up. And then I called him again, and he just picks up saying, you're dead to me. Yeah. Like, what? That's real mature.
So you were, obviously, there's some regret here.
Oh, 100%. Every single time. I should have known better than to touch my buddy's sister. That's for sure.
I think that's true.
Probably wise.
If you were around in like the 70 ADs or whatever, when there was a handful of people, and you know, then you even had to say, oh, we're related. Whatever. There's not a lot of people around. Mm. But like now, it's
a lot of options now.
Yeah, but you kind of like, whatever you had this relationship with Brandon is kind of messed up because he's not going to trust you.
Yeah, but she said
anybody
yesterday, and I'm sure you heard this, Chase. She said that she might see a future with you. You've said this was purely sexy, right? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael P.S.
For sure, it was literally just fantasy. I mean, she played it off really good. She told me she was single. She also told me that she hadn't been laid in a year. So she was feeling wanted. And you know, like I said, I'm a guy at the end of the day, so I gave in. But yeah, no, for sure, it was totally fantasy. No way in hell I'll ever do that again. Yeah. And you know, she wanted me sneaking around with her while she was still with her husband, while he was still in the picture. And I flat out told her, I want no part of that. I'm not into the drama.
I don't know if you're mad and embarrassed or both. That sounds like a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
Well, oh, both.
I'm embarrassed. I'm upset. I'm feeling regretful. And people think I broke up a marriage.
Right.
And that's exactly not what happened here. That marriage was already toast. I just made the mistake of getting close enough to catch the smoke from it.
Yeah.
Did you even know her husband? Because she said he was kind of withdrawn and everything and didn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah, like what?
I've never met him personally. I mean, thank God, right? But I mean, oh man, this is just whole. So this is all messy.
What if she's listening, or you know, her brother, or the husband, or anybody, you know, mm-hmm. around from the, if I may say, can I say the area you are in? The Marietta area. I won't say. I didn't say Georgia or South Carolina.
Okay.
What do you want them to know? Because nobody's, you've blocked her. He's not answering your call. He's offering to curb stomp your jaw in half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
is ridiculous.
Just right in half.
Yeah, that trust all. I mean, like, I know. We heard his voice yesterday, Chase, and I'm like, I don't know. That guy's going to stomp anything.
Well, you could generalize. Like, it's not good to generalize, but you can't offer that.
You just want, like, everybody to know, like, you did not break. The marriage was already broke up, and she lied.
You're not
exactly.
A
you just want
the truth out there about that.
Yeah, my friends are sending me DMs. Like I said, people listen to your show, so. Mm-hmm. I'm just, they already know it's me, flat out. They already know it's me, but I just want the truth out there. Amanda lied about being separated. I didn't even break up her marriage. And Brandon, if you're listening, man, cool off. You know, we've been friends for a long time. This isn't worth it. And you know me, I'd never go after your sister if I thought that she was still with her husband. You want to be mad? Fine. But stop threatening me, bro.
What if he doesn't back off, though?
Oh, then honestly, then he can screw off too if he wants to. Just,
thank you,
you know,
Chase.
Forget about we've been friends for a long time. Yeah. I'll take it to the law before I let anybody ever touch me. And I'm not the kind of guy to let you know. I'm not that type of guy.
You've completely cut contact with Amanda, though. You said you blocked her on everything, and that's okay. All right.
Everything. The only reason why I'm even calling you is because she dragged my name through the mud on your show. Yeah. And I want this done. Like I said, people are coming up to me. People are texting me. I'm embarrassed.
Talk
you know?
To
there's,
Amanda.
There's not that many Chase you Chases know. In the area.
Listen to Chase. Yeah, well, there. I mean, no offense, but there's a good many. There's good many. No, now, you know that she's listening right now. You know she is.
Said she does.
Talk to Amanda. Talk to Amanda.
Well, she's blocked. She can't call me or text me anymore if she wants to. So, Amanda, if you're listening, like, back off, you know? Stop acting like the victim. You lied. You got caught, and you pulled me into it. You don't need me. You don't need another man. You need a shrink. That's what you need.
Damn.
Wow.
He threw it out there.
And truth bomb. Boom!
Said what he wanted to say.
Mic drop.
I'm just not part of what happened.
Yeah.
Well, you yeah,
she'll
but
hear about it.
I get that, but you were only going off what she said as far as all that stuff goes, you know.
Exactly. Like, how am I supposed to know all that stuff, you know? Like I said, I never met the guy, you know. I just know him by his face and the pictures and stuff. Yeah. Like, and besides, I've been really good friends with her brother for years. So, of course I'm going to trust and believe whatever she was telling me. She told me she was separated. All right, you're separated. She's wanting to give in. You know, we're getting, you know, heated in the moment. Let's get heated in the moment. I'm not one to have no lie detector there handy where I can just scan her and see that she's a total liar.
That would be cool, though.
God, wouldn't that be something if that's like a new app?
Yeah, that would be great.
iPhone? That would be cool.
New tech.
All right, man, I appreciate you calling in and telling your side. And hopefully, you know, everybody can calm down. Nobody gets stomped on curbs. Nobody ends up in handcuffs. Mm-hmm. For real, though. I mean,
yeah. I sure hope so. And thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to get this out there. And hopefully things cool out.
Yeah, and you're honest.
All right.
So next time, don't make those mistakes.
No, I won't. I learned from this. Never again.
Hey, Chase, I appreciate you, man, for calling in and doing that.
All right. You guys. I'm out.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Bye.
Quit being a stud, Chase. Look out for old Grenade.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, break it down. Live from the CallRob.com studio here. You like my English? I'm doing an Italian
creepy
accent because Rob
I like
is
it
from the booth. It's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 30th of October. Happy birthday!
Or suck it. What is Rob? Is he Sicilian? Is he Napoli Don? Is he Neapolitan?
I can't think of anything witty to say that wouldn't be offensive.
Trace him back.
He's Bolognese.
There you go. Bolognese.
I like it. Bologna sauce.
I don't have any music for her, but she's definitely a name we talk about. Ashley Graham's birthday today.
Oh yes. Pretty. Is she the model?
Yep. Plus size.
Sports Illustrated.
I like her. She's beautiful.
She got some cushion for the pee. Pushing.
Man, her age.
She's like the face for plus size.
Yeah, she is. It was Lane Bryant, but now it's Ashley Graham.
It is, really.
Yeah.
Before that, it was Edna Hamrick.
I can't believe Eddie Bauer made clothes and cars. How crazy was that?
Isn't that crazy? I didn't see Carol Shelby making jackets. Actually, yeah. I did, actually. There was Carol Shelby led their jackets by Jeff Hamilton. Anyway.
The surfer?
No.
40.
36.
I messed up the only joke. I meant the car driver. Ashley Graham is 38 years old.
Today. I was almost there.
Oh, is that wrong with that? Jeff Hamilton. Was he a race car driver or the jacket guy?
You know where he did that little game?
Yeah.
I was thinking Laird Hamilton, but.
Oh. Hey, I have some good news, by the way. We might be able to play games starting as early as next week
with, damn!
With prizes. Yeah.
Really?
I'm pumped. I love games on this show. I love them so much.
We talk about like $1 million or.
$2 million.
We are definitely not. We have to legally tell you.
We have to legally tell you. In fact, I will go ahead and tell you that furthermore, we won't be giving any money away.
No money.
No.
Not big money either, shout out. Big money.
Show me way.
It is not President Donald Trump's birthday or any other president, but it is a Trump's birthday.
Eric.
Nope.
Melania.
Nope.
Don Jr.?
Nope.
God, what's the one? It starts with a T?
Nope.
Oh, okay, it's not T.
Wow, well, I thought you would have guessed this one.
Oh, Barron.
Nope. Wow.
What'll wow me?
We've been talking about her husband for a couple hours now.
Oh, Jared. Kushner. Yep. Ivanka.
It is Ivanka Trump's birthday.
You know, she kind of disappeared from the limelight until the Israel stuff came together, and then she's back there like, she's doing like not just a polite clap, she's doing that like where she's just like putting big time into that.
She kind of dropped it. Where she said she was going to be as a, you know, central figure in the second administration. So she kind of dropped off into private life as much as
you can. Kush is a billionaire now.
Billionaire.
Silently a billionaire.
What's his industry? Real estate? Like,
pretty much.
His parents?
Yeah. But you know who his mentor was when he was six or seven years old? Who his mentor? And I'm not talking about he just from a distance, like, played tennis with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yep.
Wow, is it not?
Tennis, yes. Not easy for you to say.
Yep. His parents, they were friendly. Known him since he was a kid. He administered the peace treaty. What?
His dad was a diplomat, real estate magnate.
Yeah. Insane.
Acquired a lot of Manhattan.
Insane. But anyway,
passed
how
it
old,
down.
I will go with 44.
42.
Ivanka Trump is 44 years old today.
All right.
I know my Trumps.
I'm excited about this one.
I'm actually having a Trump retreat at my house tomorrow night, guys, if you'd like to come by.
Trump retreat. I feel like it might be time to take a little trip up the mountain.
Dude, yeah. No lie. This came on at the gym, or on my playlist at the gym. Oh, I already told you that. It is a great workout song.
Oh, yeah. Metalingus. It is the birthday of Adam Edge Copeland, a.k.a. Edge Phoenix, a.k.a. Edge.
A.k.a. Cope.
Cope.
A.k.a.
Hey, buddy.
Member of the Brood.
The Brood.
I wonder if he does Dracula for, yeah.
I know a certain Wheeler that's not going to celebrate your birthday today, Cope. Or a certain Harwood that won't either.
Oh, man. God, they are.
There's friction.
They are heat seeking missiles right now. FTR.
Oh yeah.
God, like, I love it too. I love when you're over being a heel in a fun way though. Like they'll walk down and they will stand right in front of somebody talking crap to them and they'll get as close as they can to them. And Dax is sitting there. Yeah, go ahead, hit me. Because you know Dax is saying. If you get in that ring or whatever, it's open season. He will whoop your ass.
How about Cash's Home Alone face?
Oh, I texted him about that. He's like, man, that wasn't even supposed to happen. And I had to do a Kevin McAllister.
He's like this.
Oh.
That was perfect.
Yeah,
right to the camera.
That's exactly what he did. It was like, he just, oh my God. It was great. I was like, I ain't marking out, dude, but I'm going to tell you, that was freaking awesome. He said, you mark? Yes, you are.
You mark.
I think I know this, too. I believe he is 47. No, wait a minute. I know this math. Hey, do you want to guess?
Edge Copeland. Not related to Kenneth, far as I know.
52.
He is 52 years old today. Look at that. Nailing it, man.
Well, I know my wrestling.
Edge is he's a big metal fan. He's
I don't
a
even
big...
know what he looks like, so there
what?
You go.
What?
No. Oh, for real?
He for used real? To be a vampire.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
He's a bloodsucker.
He shares the birthday with
us. He called you something similar for not knowing who he is.
I can't remember what he looks like. Did we have him on the show?
No, that's the one.
Well, that's why. How would I know him?
That's the one that
I don't watch that stuff.
There's three interviews I want to do before I exit this industry. And there are three of my wrestlers. Oh, wrestling oriented.
And Edge is so close.
Edge is one of them, for sure. The other one is, people will laugh when I say it, Tony Schiavone. I want to interview him so much.
That'd be good.
And then the third one, and I mean, yes, like Austin and Undertaker, I mean, yeah, but Hart is Dustin Rhodes. I'd love, oh my God. I want to talk to him more than anyone else, in fact.
I feel like you could
what
get him
story,
for a
story, dude. His daddy was Dusty. His brother is Cody. He is the Natural. I mean, God.
Long time
so much
in the
respect.
Business.
So much respect for him.
A lot of history.
And a guy who was, it's not even his birthday and we're giving him all this, but like a guy who had was bottom of his luck, drug issues, blah, 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 and he just got it right, put his family first, put everything, and whew, what a son of a gun.
Especially like to have him now and ask him about Mike Rotunda since he broke in the business working with him.
Is it someone with Bush?
Oh,
I mean, not, I mean, like the band.
I don't know. I can't confirm or deny. I do not know.
No.
But he is the front man of Bush.
Oh, Gavin.
Gavin Rosdale's birthday.
He's so smoking hot.
I saw him at Crawfish Boil. It sounded great.
He's such a nice guy. Well, to me, not to his ex-wife, but
Oh, yeah, she might have some issues. I wonder what it's like with
Stefani?
Yeah, but what is that relationship like with, you know, Blake Shelton and Gavin?
I think they talk about music. Put it all behind. I mean, the whole album, she's kind of ripping on him, her latest album. Uh-huh,
this my ish.
No. Like, do they hate each other?
Well, considering he cheated with a nanny, I don't think that looked like her. I don't think she's too proud of that.
I'll talk about Blake and Gavin.
Blake and Gavin.
I think it's a mutual respect because they're both raising boys together.
I think they might want to secretly fight.
Blake, I'll meet probably. You out back of Old Reds.
And I'll fight you right now, by God, and maybe I'll win.
Oh, yeah? Guess what, you bloody broke?
How did this turn into that?
I'm tall from Oklahoma. God dang it. We'll fight right now.
Bull crap. You're acting like a count right now.
And I'll write a song about it called I Just Fall to Bush, Man Singer.
You know, his lyrics are really, really bad. Like Blake Shelton's lyrics. Like, they're so cornball. They really are. I mean,
like him. I can't
I
say.
I like him.
He's such a nice person.
I think he's Hollywood up a little bit now. You kind of have to be the lyrics are just.
I do like chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit.
Why wouldn't you?
It's like nursery.
That's rhymes. A good one. How old's Gavin?
Gavin is 57. Yeah. Pardon you.
I think he's 59.
We got to skip old Harry Hamlin. Gavin Rosdale is 60 years old today.
Oh, I was close.
Even 60. Cut this in here. Let me play this real quick.
He's got the kind of face that the older he gets, the better looking he will continue to
get. Plus, he's in great shape. He's got a body. And, you know,
that's something ghosts can't say.
He cooks well. He plays tennis. He sings, plays guitar. What's wrong with him? I mean, he's perfect.
That all things that I can't
do. He's a cheater.
He's a cheater.
So is Garth Brooks.
That's where I'd say nope.
It's a big one for the Fonz.
Hey!
Fonz is 80. Harry Hamlin, 74. Grace Slick, 86.
Wow.
Don't have any happy heavenlies.
Grace Slick, she's amazing.
Yeah, been around a long time.
I saw her sing.
Don't you want somebody to love?
And you say you were crazy. I love that part of that song. And you say
awesome.
You were crazy.
That's hard.
You sure I'm not a good singer, Paige? But I hit on my hand, baby. Don't ever look at it. Like the world around us.
You sound like that deaf rapper.
I sound like drunk Jack White right now.
You do like.
He nailed it.
God, I want you to have that one handy. I
love that.
We reference that from time to time.
I love it. Sounds good, but you kind of sound like that.
Need a hotkey made for deaf mute rapper.
It sounds good. It's kind of
tomorrow
melodic.
is the big day. Not my birthday. That was the other day. We're talking about Halloween.
Today is National Wicked Day and National Candy Corn Day.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Tomorrow is Face Book Fussing. That was today.
Where tomorrow, are you?
I wrong F. Tomorrow is the FOF line.
You want this real quick?
And from FB. You to my piece of landlord, you fat mother. You and your $900 rent for this piece of house that I rent. Even though I call and say broken, you don't got the time to fix it. You.
So it's nothing to do with Halloween per se.
No. No call will be Halloween
per se. Oh, I was not calling you a bad word. Just want to point that out.
That's not a bad word to me.
Let it go dry for a minute. I got it.
Oh,
I thought you were gonna fart.
I love it. Sing with it, Matt.
And the same work crazy. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Get the podcast. And we'll be back live tomorrow. God bless America. It is good.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.